when was this project born? When did this idea come into your head?
Well, I've been a wrestling fan forever, and I've been a gamer for such a long time, and I've been an iOS developer for about 5 years. So all of those things kind of have combined for this project into one just great thing of everything that I've ever loved. And it was conceived really about a year ago when on a message board forum somewhere on the Wrestling Observer website, fans were kind of wondering, you know, how come this genre of pro wrestling promoter sims that we've seen back in the day from the PC era, how come it hasn't made its way yet into the mobile space? And, you know, since I'm a developer and I'm a fan of all of these things, I was like, hey, I could do this. So, you know, I had the idea, but the problem was that I didn't want to have real wrestlers in it because it's just such a legally murky issue, you know, because obviously if you have copyrighted wrestlers in there, the WWE is going to come after you. And the one thing you could do, which a lot of video games do, is they do that sort of thing where there's wrestlers based on real life wrestlers, and then, you know, you can edit the names or something like that. But even that, it's kind of just like skirting the issue, and, you know, it's something I'd rather avoid. So I didn't want to go on with the project unless I had a really awesome artist to work with who could create sort of original wrestlers, and then we wouldn't have to worry about any sort of copyright issues. And this guy that I know, his name is Jeff Munn. He's a professional illustrator. He does comics, web comics. He's done actually a couple of Kickstarters of his own. He's a guy that I've known through the internet for about 16 years. We used to do e-feds, play-by email, role-playing wrestling back in the day.
Nice.
And, you know, now today I'm a developer. He's an artist. And in his webcomic Kiosk, he had this storyline going that was sort of based on wrestling, and he had some characters in it that were, you know, sort of based on Kane, on Vader. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh man, this would be perfect, like, you know, if I could work with Jeff. So, you know, I talked to him, and that was kind of how everything came together. It was basically, you know, me wanting to do this, and then meeting or realizing that I already knew the perfect artist for the job.